Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I am so glad that you tuned into the program because this episode is all about freedom. If any of you are stuck in any kind of bondage or chains or some place where you're not moving, I pray that you will experience a new freedom today. I want to share with you from John chapter 8, Jesus talked about freedom, and he said, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham. We've never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say to us that you will be made free?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave doesn't continue in the house forever, but the son continues forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." I love that. It was Patrick Henry, great patriot, back in 1775. He addressed the Continental Congress of the United States, and he had this impassioned plea. And Patrick Henry said, maybe you've heard this from your history class before, he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Wow. I absolutely love that, and I'll tell you why. Because he had this audacity, he had this daring, this boldness, this courage about freedom. And in order to walk in freedom, Jesus has already set you free at the cross. The truth has set you free. You have freedom, but you have to walk in it. In order to walk in the freedom that you already have, you have to be audacious. You have to have boldness. You have to be, as Jesus said, "The violent enter the kingdom of God." You have to have this holy courage. Give me liberty or give me death. One of the places that I absolutely do not like to go, it's a pet store. I love cats and dogs and all kinds of birds and pets. And when you go into a pet store, you know, you see cats and dogs and everything, but it's so sad. They're in cages, they're behind bars, and it's just a horrible scene. Every time I go in there, it grieves my heart and makes me sad. And it's because dogs were made to be free. They're made to run. Cats were made to walk around. Birds were made to fly. Fish were made to go wherever they want to go. But in a pet store, they're in captivity. And it's so sad. Well, I remember I watched a movie years ago. It was called Born Free. It was about a little lion cub that was born free, but it was held in captivity for a while. But it was meant to be free. And it's the same with people. We were born free, but somewhere along the line, we get into captivity, into slavery, prisons. And there's all kinds of different prisons that we can become captive to. For example, people are captive to addictions, such as drinking and gambling and overeating, drugs, sex, whatever it may be. Well, I want you to know, if you have an addiction, Jesus has set you free. You just have to be able to walk in it. And part of walking in it is to have this holy determination, give me liberty or give me death. You have to be like Patrick Henry and have that audacity to say, I'm fed up with the addiction. I am going to change. And that may mean going to a 12-step group, going to a counselor, certainly educating yourself about the addiction. But you don't have to stay in bondage. And then other people are slaves to unhealthy lifestyles, such as watching too much TV. It could be a habit, a bad habit of some sort, like constantly having screen time on your iPhones. You know, too much is too much. Or it could be overeating or those type things. So I want you to know that you are free from that. And you don't have to just stay stuck in that area. And then other people are in bondage when it comes to mental strongholds, like negativity, fear, worry, doubt, and you can feel stuck in these things. Well, I want you to know that Jesus came to set the captives free. In other words, you don't have to stay stuck in negativity or doubts or worry. You can be positive and courageous and peaceful. And then, of course, emotional captivity to anger, non-forgiveness, bitterness, resentment. So many people I talk to are resentful about things that have happened to them, people that have hurt them, and it's hard for them to let it go, and they feel like they're captive. So people that are in prisons with iron bars, in jails, and I do minister to those folks too, and they watch me on television, those aren't the only ones with bars. People that are addicted, bad habits, mental strongholds, emotional wounds, are putting self-imposed bars in their life. And what I want you to know is, and I've said it before, is that wherever you are stuck, there's good news. And the good news is that there is freedom for you. The truth will set you free. And the truth is that Jesus went to the cross and suffered on the cross so that we could walk in the freedom that is ours. Our culture is giving us a lie. And our culture is basically saying, do what you want and enjoy it. Have all the pleasures that you want. And then when you get stuck in it, what our culture is telling us is that you can't change. And that is such a lie. And the truth will set you free. And the truth is that you can change. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to be imprisoned, whether it be in your mind, your emotions, your habits, your addictions, whatever it is. The truth is that you can be liberated and walk in freedom. Well, I don't know about you, like Patrick Henry, I have this holy audacity to say, give me liberty or give me death. I have determined, I've made this inner vow to myself that I am not going to be captive to anybody or anything. I am going to walk in the freedom that Jesus Christ died for me to have. That's part of our heritage as followers of Christ. That's part of our heritage as Christians, that we can walk in freedom. And I want you to have that same audacity, if you will, Patrick Henry had when he said, give me liberty or give me death. And when you think about it, freedom is in our DNA. I think about the country that we live in here in the United States, and our Constitution is based on freedom. Freedom. The First Amendment, for example, talks about the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of press, the freedom to assemble. Then the Bill of Rights, the freedom to bear arms. So we're used to all these freedoms. The Declaration of Independence, for example, proclaims the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So our country was founded on freedom. We're very used to it here in the United States, that freedom is our heritage. We all remember the speech that Dr. Martin Luther King gave, and it was called the I Have a Dream speech, where he talked about hoping that his children wouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but rather on the content of their character. And remember during that speech, and it was at the mall, at the Assembly Mall there in Washington, D.C., he said, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. And everybody applauded. Because that's our heritage here in the United States. And not just the United States, it's your heritage wherever you are watching this program, many places in the world. Freedom. As a believer of Christ, we have freedom. I come from Massachusetts. I was born in a little town called Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, one of the original 13 colonies. And I remember in history class, certainly growing up in Massachusetts and learning about it in history, we grew up with a Revolutionary War. There was the Boston Tea Party. We broke free from England. It was all about freedom. Now, I remember when I went to Boston, they actually have a place there called the Freedom Trail that you can walk on. And when you go down the Freedom Trail, you learn all about the ride of Paul Revere and how he said, one if by land, two if by sea, you know, the British are coming. And then, of course, the battles of Lexington and Concord and all the freedom that was fought for there in Massachusetts. That we grew up with that as our history. And I remember right just north of us, we have our friends and neighbors to the north in New Hampshire. They have a license plate that says, live free or die. It's kind of like Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. So I'm trying to give you a little background about freedom, that it's our heritage, it's in our DNA, it's part of who we are as citizens of the United States and as citizens of heaven. Freedom is part and parcel of who we are. I remember Neil Diamond sang a song called Coming to America. And it has to do with people from all around the world, immigrants who are coming to America. As we know, right now we're having an immigration problem at our southern border. It's because people in South America and Mexico that are being oppressed by regimes that are harsh and quite frankly are unjust, they are willing to risk death because they want freedom. So freedom is such an important virtue that we can embrace. We're so used to it in the United States, and somehow we have to realize what a precious gift that it is. So 1 million people a year are coming to the United States because they want freedom. I remember one time I went to Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia, again, that's a great site of the Revolutionary War, I came upon the Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell, of course, is a great symbol of freedom. There's an inscription on it, proclaim liberty throughout the land. That comes from Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. But as I looked at the Liberty Bell, I found something kind of strange. It had a crack in it. Of course, it was cracked one time early on when it was rung. And I thought to myself, why does the Liberty Bell, I wonder if that's symbolic, that the Liberty Bell has a crack. And as I thought about it, you know, we have liberty here in the United States, but sometimes there's an abuse of liberty. Prayer has been taken out of the schools. Ten Commandments have been taken out of public buildings. Abortion has been legalized. Yeah, we have freedom, but in some ways we have abused that freedom, so we have to be careful. Then there are other symbols of the United States and the freedom, and of course, right by Ellis Island as you come into, and that's where a lot of the immigrants have come in, right by Ellis Island, the great symbol of freedom, it came from France, Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, right there gracing our harbor. And this is exactly what the United States stands for, freedom. We are used to freedom. And then, of course, the Bible, all over the place in the scriptures. It's all about freedom. For example, the great metaphor, the great story of freedom in the Old Testament had to do with Moses and the Hebrews being captive in Egypt. And of course, God raised up Moses so that the captives could be set free. And he put Moses before Pharaoh and he said, let my people go. And that's exactly what he says to those who are addicted, those who are stuck in bad habits, those who have mental strongholds, those who are emotionally wounded, let my people go. Right now, as you're watching this program, I believe that there's liberation. There's freedom for you. Then when Jesus came to the synagogue in Nazareth, it was his inaugural sermon, his first sermon. He stands up and he quotes the prophet Isaiah chapter 61. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And he said, to proclaim freedom to captives, release to those in prison. So that was Jesus' mission, to set people free. When I was ordained a priest, I had that read at my ordination because I believe that priests are liberators. If you will, priests are freedom fighters. And that's exactly what I'm doing in this program right now. I am fighting for your freedom. I want you to know that the truth sets you free, the truth that you don't have to stay stuck, The truth that Jesus died for you on the cross to be free, and the truth that if you have determination and a holy audacity, you don't have to stay captive to anything. I'm a freedom fighter. That's who we are as Catholic priests. So, a couple of images about freedom. I want you to know that freedom means that you don't have to be imprisoned, that you have a right to liberty. And we all crave that. As I said, it's in our DNA. People have died for this. You see, freedom isn't free. I remember when I went to Washington, D.C., went to the Vietnam Memorial, if you've ever seen it, thousands of names etched into marble at this Vietnam Memorial, people who have died for our freedom. Then I went to the Arlington National Cemetery, and as you go there, you see tens of thousands of people that have died, men and women, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, all these different wars. Then I think about all the veterans who have had post-traumatic stress syndrome and who have gone through woundedness, wounded warriors. See, freedom isn't free. There's a cost to freedom. And in the same way, Jesus was put to death upon a cross. And it was for you and for me. He paid the price. He paid the price. We owe a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. And he paid it for you, and he paid it for me. Some people think that freedom, they have this kind of false idea, and this is one of the lies that our culture gives to us. Some people think that freedom is different from what our scriptures tell us freedom is. Some people think freedom is going in a Corvette with the top down and your hair is flying free. Or some people think that freedom is being on a sailboat out there away from your responsibilities. While those things are fun, that's not freedom. And then some people think that freedom has to do with, if you remember back in the 60s, the hippie movement. You remember the hippies? They had free love and long hair and tattoos and earrings and drugs and sex and rock and roll and all that. Do what you want to do. If it feels good, do it. Some people think that that's what freedom is. You just live as you want to live. Whatever pleasure comes down the pike, do it. Well, what happened with the freedom, with the hippie movement was it led to unwanted pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, hangovers, addictions, depression, and misery. You see, it's an illusion. That type of freedom isn't freedom. It's bondage. Rather, I was talking to a counselor one time, and I asked him his definition of freedom, a psychological counselor. And this is what he told me. It took me a little while to figure this out. He said, freedom is when you're comfortable within your harness. And I had to think about that, you know, kind of like a harness on a horse. How can you be free if you have a harness? Because isn't that bondage? But as he explained it, he said, everybody has a harness. Your harness is your vocation, marriage, priesthood, being a student, whatever your job is. Your vocation in life is your harness. Freedom isn't fleeing from it, somehow always going on vacation and sailboating and flying somewhere, getting away from your responsibilities, but rather freedom is embracing your responsibilities, being determined, being virtuous, right in the middle of your call, right in the middle of your vocation. And when you are responsible and committed to your marriage, to your vocation, to your call, you will find that you have freedom. When you do God's will, you will find an inner joy. When you are obedient, you will find that God gives you something that the world cannot give you, a peace that surpasses all understanding. So right in the middle of your harness, you can have freedom. Don't believe the lie that the culture gives you, that you have to, have a second childhood and drive a convertible or fly somewhere else, you know, that'll make you free, or live as a hippie. That's not freedom. Freedom is being virtuous, having integrity, living right in the middle of your commitment. So, are you stuck in any area of your life right now? Is there an addiction? Have you believed the lie of the culture and gone after pleasure and gotten stuck in some type of a habitual addiction or some type of a habit? Do you have a mental stronghold of some sort of negativity or bitterness, an emotional anger, that type of a thing? I want you to think right now, where are you stuck? The truth will set you free. Have a holy audacity like Patrick Henry and say, give me liberty or give me death. And I want you to know that you are free. I heard this story about a dog that was chained with a leash to a stake, had about 25 feet that he could go. And what would happen is he would go to the end of his 25 feet and it would pull on his neck in a real hard way and start to choke him. So what would happen is a dog would go by and he'd see the dog and he'd run to the end of it and start to choke and he'd be barking trying to get to that dog. And then a little while later, a little kitty cat would come by that tormented that dog because the cat knew that the dog couldn't chase him because of the leash. And he'd get to the end of that leash, 25 feet, and it would pull on his neck and it would start to choke him and he'd bark and it hurt the dog. And finally, one day after months of that, the owner unhooked the leash from the stake. The dog didn't know it. And sure enough, the neighbor's dog ran by and the dog went and he went 25 feet and he stopped and he barked, but he didn't go past that 25 feet. And then that neighbor's cat came, he ran, he went to the 25 feet and he stopped and he barked at the cat, but little did he know, he could have chased that cat, he could have eaten that cat, he was free to go, but he had been conditioned from the past, from all the times that he had choked, from that chain, from that bondage, from that slavery that he had with the leash. Even though he had been set free, he stopped right at that point, that 25-foot point. And in the same way, when Jesus died for you on the cross, you were set free. The truth will set you free. The truth is that you don't have to stay stuck. The truth is that Jesus died for you to be free. And the truth is that you are now free, and with determination and with grace, you can face your fears, face whatever's holding you bondage, and walk in freedom. And again, I'm going to go back to Patrick Henry and say, give me liberty or give me death. I remember a woman wrote me one time and she said, Father, I committed an abortion and I heard you speak. And she said, for years I had been beating myself up with guilt. I was just stuck there. And she said, I realize that now I'm free and I can let go of the guilt. And yes, Jesus was wounded. His precious blood, there's power in the blood. His precious blood has set you free from guilt and shame and sin. Got another letter from a woman. She said she had smoked for years. She was addicted to cigarettes. She heard my program and she said she realized that she could turn away from that. And she sent me that letter and she said, for 3 months now, I've been free from smoking and I believe it's going to get even better in the future. Wow. See, you just need to know that you're free and you can walk in that freedom. Whatever your bondage is, it can be an addiction, as I said, it could be to pornography, to drinking, to smoking, could be to guilt, could be to fear, to negativity, whatever it is, this program right now is going to bring a new freedom and a new healing. And I pray for you that right now you will put before God wherever you're in bondage, whatever your chains are, whatever the bars are, whatever the leash is. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that the truth will set them free. I pray that there will be a new holy audacity to walk in freedom, the freedom that's in our DNA, that people that are addicted will face their addictions, go to 12-step groups, see an addictions counselor, do whatever they need to do to walk in freedom. And I pray for those who are stuck in bad habits, that they'll realize that they can change. The truth that they can change will set them free. For those who have been negative or stuck in guilt or shame, right now, that the power of the blood of Jesus will bring you freedom, liberation, emancipation. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. So, don't submit to any bondages, any type of slavery. You are free. And like Patrick Henry, say over and over again, give me liberty or give me death. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you.